Hello, my name is Dr. Jeanette Pepper, and at the American Optometric Association, I have a lecture entitled Cultural Considerations in Patient Communication. The reason why I chose this lecture is because sometimes as practitioners, we get so busy that we do not take the time or we don't even think about how culture plays into our patients' management of their diagnoses, their willingness to do the treatment, their outlook on how the disease process or the diagnosis is going to go. And so for that reason, I thought it was imperative that we pause for a moment and think about, okay, how does culture affect our communication? And how does it enhance communication? Well, we know that communication is enhanced by clear, effective conversation that's bi-directional, meaning that it's not a one-way street, but it's a conversation where the doctor and the patient are partners in their care. Well, what has been found is that when you have cultural aspects in that, it can actually, if you don't account for that, it can act as a barrier to effective communication. And we know that effective communication is imperative for patient adherence, it increases patient outcomes, and it reduces malpractice risks. So we realize that it's important. So cultural aspects would include, you may have a patient who in their culture, they're humble and they don't want to speak up during the examination. It doesn't mean that they are being despondent or they're being rude. They're actually giving you respect. And so if you know that on the front end, it will help you when you're communicating with them in the examination room. Other aspects of patient communication that are cultural are how many family members are in the room with them, okay, in the examination room. Now, I know in the age of COVID, that doesn't happen as much, but we're actually coming out of that, thank God. So because of that, we need to consider, okay, who do we put inside of the room with the patient? Is it going to be the mother, or is it going to be the husband or whomever? You want to know in that particular culture who is usually the decision maker for healthcare aspects. And it may be that person themselves, but it may not. So you want to understand those idiosyncrasies so that you can do your patient care in the most effective way possible. Other things we want to consider is what does the patient think about the treatment? So we know that sometimes patients, so for example, you have a glaucoma patient and you already have them on glaucoma meds. Do you think about asking them, you know what, if their glaucoma isn't controlled, can I put them on another drop? Would they be compliant with another drop, or is that just the thing that's going to send them over the edge to where they're not going to be compliant at all? And so maybe a surgical option would be more advantageous for that particular patient. It's those types of cultural aspects that we want to know in the examination so that we can be the best doctor for our patient. And the beauty of this is that one key nugget is that effective communication actually enhances provider satisfaction of our jobs. That was something I really wasn't expecting, but it helps us to love our jobs even more by when we effectively communicate with our patients. So this is why cultural communication is so critical, because there we can make sure that we do not have any barriers to making ourselves happy with our jobs.